to prevent frostbite, you want to have preferably some wicking material next to your skin, something that doesn't absorb water. You don't want cotton next to your skin. So you would want one of these new man-made fibers are great, or wool, and then use layers. Most important thing now with these high winds and the super low temperatures is going to be skin protection. So that means keeping even your nose and mouth covered. One of the things that people don't think about is like metal rims on glasses can actually cause frostbite against your cheek if there's a direct wind on that area. And I have seen it happen. Another thing that I witnessed just last weekend, saw a gentleman gassing up his car and he wasn't wearing gloves. Now, when it was 40 degrees, that was probably okay, but I've seen some bad frostbite of the palms of the hands and fingers from people doing a gas nozzle without gloves on, because gasoline can cause some super cooling and can cause frostbite much, much faster than water. Of course, you want to keep water off of your surfaces, and that's why you want the wicking material on your hands and feet. And your tears running down your cheek can even cause frostbite of the cheeks.